From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is set to receive millions from lawsuits with opioid manufacturers to fight an epidemic that has many hidden victims. For instance, the children of people with opioid use disorder and the family members who step up to raise them. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports, the state plans to give some of this money directly to grandparents in what's believed to be a first in the country.
A bunch of kids are chasing each other around a church in New Market, Alabama, a small town just outside of Huntsville in the northern part of the state. Their grandparents are seated nearby, eating spaghetti and Caesar salad. They call themselves grand families. Everyone knows each other. They're all part of a group called Grandparents as Parents. This is one of their quarterly meetings, and they're excited to catch up. But beneath all the joy in this room are tough stories.
My daughter is addicted to drugs. Opioids is where it all began.
Donna Standridge is in her mid-50s. Her husband is in his mid-60s. And now they're raising their four grandsons in nearby Lawrence County.
Because of the addiction and being an active addiction and, you know, relapsing and stuff when she was clean, it wasn't a healthy environment for them, so.
Like many other places, Alabama has been hit hard by the opioid epidemic. At one point, there were more opioid prescriptions than people in the state, and overdose deaths have been climbing over the years. The state has pulled together a task force to help fight the epidemic, and it's not just the users who struggle. The families, especially the children, have to live with it too.
Yes. We're the silent victims, if you will.
But there's some help on the way. Alabama is set to receive millions of dollars from state lawsuits with opioid manufacturers. The families here tonight came to learn about a new pilot program that will give some of that money directly to grandfamilies.
Oh, this is like a dream come true. You know, you've got grandparents that are suffering.
Keith Lohorn is founder of Grandparents as Parents, which is hosting this event. And he's been waiting for this day.
You know, Alabama's not known for being first about anything. So as far as we know and as far as everyone has told us, I mean, this is the first for the country.
Lohorn says these grand families face difficult and unique challenges. Many of them live below the poverty line and are on fixed incomes. You know, grandparents are older, so getting a job can be difficult or just not an option.
And some of them are living on $1,500 a month. And that's not very much money in these days and age when you're trying to take care of a kid, possibly a baby. And then sometimes we have problems with preemies because they're born addicted.
Most grandparents don't have access to other welfare programs that would help families through these situations. The new pilot program will give each family a one-time payment of about $1,000 to $2,000. Lohorn says it's not nearly enough, but it's a good first step. They can use the money to buy groceries, pay bills, sign the kids up for sports programs, or go shopping for school uniforms like he did earlier in the day with his granddaughter.
And let me tell you, I learned some things on how to shop with a young 7-year-old girl. But it was fun. We had a good time. She said it was a daughter-daddy day.
Lohorn's hope is that the state of Alabama will give more opioid settlement money to grand families. And other states are also looking to do this because this problem is everywhere.
Every state should be allocating a portion of their settlement dollars to families raising children who are victims.
Dr. Ali Caliendo is founder and director of Foster Kinship, a statewide support program in Nevada. It's a state that may follow suit in using settlement money to help grandparents. She says they are often essential for helping kids, keeping them out of the foster care system and with their families, and that grandparents do it out of love. But
love doesn't buy groceries, love doesn't get beds, love doesn't solve medical issues. So grandparents really do need extra financial support to make sure that those children can thrive.
With billions of settlement dollars coming in, supporting kinship families may be an effective and compassionate way to heal some of the damage done by the opioid epidemic. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.